Welcome back to the program, everyone. Coming up now, we have a very special guest here, Paul Kokerhoek from Pathway Design and Construction. And Paul is here to talk to us about that term that we use a lot on the show called aging in place. Paul, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
We're excited to have you here. And I'll tell you, we've now been in the air over 2 months. I can't believe it's we're on our ninth show. And, there's one thing that's just been nagging at me in my heart is that there's so many seniors out there and adult children of seniors that are concerned about mom and dad at home. And, they're living independently, and yet I know there's so many hazards around the house because they don't know any better. And accidents, there's like 75% of seniors' accidents that end up in the ER are due to home accidents that look, pretty much could have been prevented. And so, Paul, I'm so glad you're here to talk about that piece and just about your passion towards working with seniors. So again, why don't you give us a little bit about your background?
So Pathway Design and Construction is a residential remodeling company. It was formed with the idea of really helping make our homeowners' homes safer and healthier during the course of a remodel. And a couple years ago, I got my CAPS certification.
What does that mean?
So that stands for Certified Aging in Place. Specialist, and it allowed me the education to understand how aging in place really ties into the overall mission, I guess, of our company, and in helping homeowners work on their homes.
Sure.
And make them healthier, more efficient. It's interesting that I have conversations with homeowners, and a lot of them aren't thinking about these things as
No.
they're doing the remodel. And, they're kind of baby boomers who are still really active, but they're not necessarily seeing that they are still getting older, and there's certain things that are happening in their lives. And, a couple months ago, I hurt my back.
Yeah.
And I'm 42, and I could not get up and down our stairs. And I had no grab bars in the shower. And as I was standing in there, I'm like, gosh, it would be really nice just to have something to grab onto.
And I think this is coming right back to it. Why aren't all new homes, no matter what kind of home it is, why aren't all towel racks aging in place specified? I mean, with the population getting larger, obviously 10,000 people a day are turning 65. We are bound to have like 40% of our population by the year 2030 are going to be over the age of 65. I know for me last year, I fell in my house, broke my ankle because I stepped on a mat that was just slid right out from under me. And so it's happening. I'm not 65 yet. I'm pushing it. I'm older than you. But the whole point is that can't we learn as a society with way showers like you, the pathway people, why can't we know more, learn more from you as a society and understand that there's so many things that we could do to make our homes safer. And that's why I'm so glad you're here.
Yeah. And we can do it in an attractive way. It doesn't have to be ugly.
It does. And that's the thing. It's like, I have a friend that just had her bathroom remodeled. You never know that it was, it's one of those curbless showers that you walk right into.
Yep.
You never know. And it's beautiful, the beautiful stonework to it. Her grab bars, they don't look like institutional. They're actually oiled bronze. They look beautiful,
yep.
Like you'd never know. And I was amazed at some of the things that they have out there on the market today.
Yeah, it's nice to have those alternatives available to be able to show people.
Yeah. I love in your form that you sent me for your interview today, you call it better living design. And I like that so much better than aging in place, because it really is about, living life better. And I know that 94% of seniors want to stay home as they age. They don't want to go someplace else. Home is comfort. Home has memories. So what are some key ideas to make your home functional, Paul?
Safer. Kitchen areas are a good, because it allows us to continue to want to work in the kitchen and in a safe manner, and you can do it with grandchildren. And how do we make our – that's a lot of what I
family
try to talk
recipes,
to people about is how do we make it better?
Yeah.
How do we make it easier for, you know, the 2 or 3 year old to be able to work with grandma and grandpa in the kitchen?
Absolutely.
It makes a lot of sense.
I remember every Thanksgiving when my mom was alive, when I took care of her, she used to have so much pride of how she made the gravy for the, you know, for the mashed potatoes and gravy. And I always used to make a special point of, you know, bringing her up with her wheelchair, you know, so that when I made the gravy, she could kind of supervise me. And it was a special moment that we shared. But you're right. It's having those memories, those family, you know, rituals and the dishes. And it's the, you know, especially in certain cultures, it's huge.
Bathrooms are always a big deal. You alluded to it earlier.
Yeah.
But how do we make our bathrooms safer and continue to allow them to be functional and not ugly?
Yeah. So we are talking to Paul Kokerhoek of Pathway Design and Construction, and they are here in Seattle. And we're going to talk now about the bathroom because that's a huge area, huge, huge, huge area, and where a great majority of home accidents happen. And if modifications are not made, it could mean a devastation to your adult child or your adult parent or your, if you're living in your home now as a boomer or over 65, there's some things you could do right now today. What are some of the things that you would suggest, Paul?
Bathtubs are difficult for access in and out of. And, you know, a lot of what we're doing is turning those bathtubs into showers and showers without curbs on them. So that if you are in a wheelchair or a walker, or it's easy to get in and out. So curbless showers are wonderful.
And so you don't trip.
Yep.
You know, if I've seen, you know, the curb piece where if you take your glasses off, a lot of seniors can't really see very well. You can't see the rise of the curb of a shower. And if you don't have anything to grab onto, if it's slippery, if it's water, bingo, you've got an, you know, accident waiting to happen.
Yep.
So that's an important piece. And then obviously, you know, the surface of making sure, I'm assuming the floors, you can do non-slip.
Yeah, choosing the right materials, too. It's not just about putting any material on that floor. It has to be something that's going to allow you to keep your footing.
Sure, sure. And that's such a small area to redo a new floor in a bathroom.
It shouldn't be.
It's not overwhelmingly expensive to redo a floor. And it makes all the difference in the world for your ability to do that. Now, Paul, tell me about the shower. Obviously, you've got grab bars, little things like that. You know, what do you recommend in a shower to retrofit?
Yeah, grab bars are great. A shower seat. We've been doing a lot of those as well. So it could be a seat that's actually built in with tile if we're doing a tile surround.
And those look nice.
They do.
They're also easy for girls when we have to shave our legs, too.
That's true. There's an added benefit.
Yeah.
Or it could just be a flip-down seat.
Yeah.
Too.
Like a bench.
Right. In some showers, you know, that could be something that's a little bit more permanent that gets mounted to the wall, or it could be something that gets moved in and out of the shower, depending on the size of the space.
Right.
That usually will play a role in what we actually do as well. Getting grab bars in, we talked a little bit about that. And an adjustable shower head as well. So maybe not just like a fixed shower head, but a shower head that comes with a wand.
If you're sitting down, you can pull the shower head down to you.
Correct.
Like a handheld.
Yep.
And do you find too that, you know, if it has a dual purpose, is it better that way? Or is it just a handheld acceptable or what?
Just a handheld is acceptable, but dual purpose is nice because that does allow you to have the ability to have different ages, I guess, use the shower. You know, some people want that fixed shower head or maybe the rain head that comes out of the ceiling or whatever.
Yep. That's pretty amazing. I never have experienced one of those until I actually went to a resort and turned that rain head on. And I went, oh, my gosh, that's just like heaven for sure. Yep. So obviously, if mom or dad were faced with having to make some retrofits to home, if they had a stroke or they're in a rehab center or something like that from a fall. What is the process that you usually look for if somebody's calling you?
So ideally, we have an occupational therapist get involved in the initial process mm-hmm. to try to determine where the client is in their state of need
right.
and where that potentially could progress to.
Sure.
Because ideally, we don't want to just fix what we have as a problem today. And we want to, if you're spending this money, we need to have an outlook of what potentially mm-hmm. is to come, years to come. So you're not having to re-spend the money again.
Sure. And I know earlier on the show, we actually had Natalie Anderson on the show who works with you.
Yes.
Quite a bit. And she has shared with us some of the things to look for. So for those of you that are interested, I believe Natalie was on the program in April. So you might want to check back in our podcast and you'll be able to listen to Natalie's interviews. So tell me about some products that I could just buy off the shelf. What are some things really quickly in our time?
Grab bars are easy.
Right.
They're available pretty much at hardware stores. Mm-hmm. But if you're looking for something a little bit more attractive, you might have to look a little bit deeper
right.
than just going to your local
and
box
of course,
store.
Please don't install grab bars on your own. Have a professional do it. You know, they understand, like you said, an occupational therapist is going to look for those things and look where it goes based on your size, where, you know, where your reach is, how you walk, all of those things that are really key and important.
Yep. Toilet risers. How do we make a toilet a little bit safer? And I didn't realize these actually existed, but my admin assistant, her husband has MS, and they didn't want to replace the actual toilet, but there was a riser that they stuck underneath the base of the toilet, and that raised the toilet up enough so
Perfect.
That they could make the adjustments
Great.
That they needed.
So, Paul, how do we reach you?
Best way to reach me is take a look at our website. So it's pathwaydc.com, or you can also call the office and talk to Tina, who's wonderful.
And what's the phone number?
206-937-4809.
Paul, thanks so much for being on the program today.
Absolutely.